Welcome to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Their goal is to win the lost, disciple Christians, set the captives free, and see the sick made whole. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org. Now, here is Pastor Gary Culp with today's message.
Well, good afternoon. The Lord bless you. It's Resurrection Sunday. Yay! Let's pray for some souls. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. We're crying out for the eternal salvation of every boy and girl, man and woman in Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, their past, present, future spouses, all the children they have now and the future of their family members, all grandchildren they have now and the future of their family members, all great-grandchildren they have now and the future of their family members. Father, by faith and agreement together, we're sending the Holy Spirit to convict each person of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Lord Jesus, make yourself real and alive to each person. May each person understand, Lord Jesus, your incarnation, your perfect life, the great miracles you did, your death, burial, and resurrection, your precious atoning blood, the revelation and understanding that by your stripes we were healed. Would come to every boy and girl, man and woman, and they would humble themselves before you, repent of their sins. They would receive you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord, being gloriously born again from above. And Father, please get every person to a good Bible-believing teaching church. They would then be baptized in water. They would receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Every Christian will become a true disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're crying out for all the demon-possessed, demonized, and captives to be set free, and all the sick to be healed from every sickness and every disease. And Father, we decree that your people are receiving and walking in financial abundance, prosperity, debt cancellation of their debts, the full blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. And we agree for this in Jesus' name. But also, Father, we love the Jewish people. We love them so much. We pray right now that the blinders and scales would be removed from their hearts and minds. They would see that Jesus Christ is their Messiah, Savior, and Lord, and they would be born again from above. In obedience to your word, Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. And also, Father, we agree with the word of God that they have an everlasting covenant to all the land of Canaan. So, Father, not only give them the land they do have, give them that 36 times the land they have according to your word. And, Father, we decree there will be no two-state solution. That's from the pit of hell. Father, you gave the land to them. And we know any person or nation that tries to get Israel to divide his land comes under a curse. And, Father, we don't want to see people cursed, Father. So show them, Father, that they can repent of that and understand it all belongs to the Jewish people because you gave it to them, and we rejoice and we bless them, Father, in Jesus' name. Okay, we're going to jump in the into the resurrection, but first we got to pray for other things. You know, the Lord has been showing prophetically storms are coming. In fact, they're already happening. I think you understand, but they are going to increase. So, but as we take a stand against it, I believe we're either going to stop some of them or delay some of them. And so let's exercise our faith. Father, we come to you in Jesus' name. Father, we curse and break the digital currency plan of the devil, of the deep state, of the Fed and Joe Biden. Father, we agree this is from the pit of hell. It's supposed to bring forth the one world government. We come against this in Jesus Christ's name. We pray that you would send their plan into confusion and derision. They will continually fight among themselves. They will find absolutely no agreement whatsoever. And we decree there will be no digital currency until after the church has been raptured out of here. We come against the Father, the Chinese, and anyone else producing any more deadly viruses, Father God. We pray you'd burn down, Father, those labs that are trying to create the viruses. Destroy them and don't let anybody raise them up again. Also, Father, please secure our border. Father, over 10 million possible terrorists have come across to bring destruction, to rape and ravage our country, Father God, to burn it down and to kill our citizens. We cry out to you, Father God. Protect our borders. And Father, we agree you are driving out of this country every terrorist, every pedophile, every foreign soldier, every prisoner, every person that is involved in sex trafficking and drug trafficking. You're exposing them, and whether it be through law enforcement or your angelic host, you're driving them out of this country, and they are not going to kill, maim, rape our people in Jesus' name. And we declare that by faith. Also, Father God, please protect our power grid. Please protect our electricity, our gas, our oil, our coal. Please, Father, protect our water tables, Father. We've seen some attacks on that. Don't let anyone poison our water table, and including our wells and city water, Father. If they try to do it, stop them, Father. We declare that in Jesus' name. And don't let anybody poison our food or burn down any more food production plants, Father God. We agree all the farms belong to Americans who are growing crops for the glory of God and the advancement of the kingdom of God. And we thank you for that right now, Father. Don't let anybody touch our food supply. And Father, we're agreeing, Father, there will be abundance of rain and great crops this year to feed everyone in America. And we thank you for it also in Jesus' name. And Father, don't let them put any of that mRNA material into our food, water, plants, and animals. Father, stop these wicked plans of these wicked, evil, totally depraved people. And we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Got to pray about those things. I know there's much more, but we do want to get to our exciting celebration today of celebrating. We should do it all our life once we get saved, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because what? Because he lives. Are you a born-again Christian? You're going to live also forever in heaven. You're going to get to come back to earth and rule and reign with Jesus for 1,000 years. Then there's the new heaven and new earth, new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. Your future is great in Christ, and it's all because of Jesus. So let's read the story in God's Word, John chapter 20. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, of course that's John, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter. So John's faster than Peter. You need to know that, okay. And came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter, following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lying there, and the cloth that was about his head, not lined with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also the other disciple, who came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Let me make a comment here. If you read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Jesus did tell them that he was going to have to die for them. But they didn't receive it. They couldn't understand it. Maybe they didn't want to believe it. So, you know, we need to understand, sometimes the Lord tells us things and we just don't get it. And that's sad. Verse 10, then the disciples went away into their own home. But Mary stood outside of the sepulchre, weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white, sitting, the one at the head, and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou hast borne him from here, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go ye to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. You know, the wonderful truth is, when Jesus shows up, you know what he says to his people? What he'd say to you and I? Peace be unto you. Isn't that awesome? It reminds me of Isaiah 26:3, Thou wilt keep in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. In these last days, Jesus is your peace. Let him be your peace, and let him show you how to walk in his peace. You need that. We all need that. Amen? Okay. We'll continue. Verse 20. And when he had so said, he showed unto him his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. You better believe they were glad. Everything Jesus said is right was true. He's resurrected. We have a Savior. Amen. You have a Savior. Jesus. Amen. Verse 21. Then said Jesus to them again. Notice Jesus keeps speaking it. Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Spirit. So they already had the Holy Spirit, and they're getting ready to have a greater dimension of the Holy Spirit on that day of Pentecost. But God, Jesus is giving them the Holy Spirit right then in a great measure. Verse 23, Whosoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins you retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciple therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. You know, that was a terrible decision. Now we're going to find out that Jesus, in his mercy and grace, and according to his word, showed himself to Thomas. But it said he just couldn't believe what the others said. It's like they would make that up or something. That's why I guess we call him Doubting Thomas, right? Okay. Verse 26. And after 8 days, when his disciples were inside and Thomas with them, then came Jesus, the doors being shut. Oh, do you know in the glorified body you can go through doors and windows? And man, it's going to be powerful to have that glorified body, isn't it? And you can eat in it. Oh, and there's nothing but good stuff when you come to Jesus, right? Okay. And after 8 days again, the disciples were inside and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and saith, Peace be unto you. That's the third time. Are you listening? Right now you receive peace from Jesus. And understand also, as you have the Holy Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. There's no reason for you not to walk in peace today and until Jesus returns. Amen? Okay. Verse 27. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach here thy finger, and behold my hands. And reach here thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, notice he's talking to Jesus, My Lord and my God, Jesus Christ is God. False religions, false denominations question the deity of Christ. They'll take you to hell if you listen to them. Jesus Christ is God. He's the only way to God. Jesus said himself, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's eternal life. No man cometh to the Father. That's Father God, Jehovah God. No one comes to Father God, Jehovah God, but by me, by Jesus Christ. Because Jesus is the eternal Son of God, sent by God the Father into the earth to redeem us from all our sins and transgressions, and to make us to have fellowship again with Father God, the Lord Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Say, thank you, Jesus. Okay. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. Do you realize Jesus did millions of miracles? And you're just getting a handful, even though in Matthew and Mark, it kind of tells us he pretty much healed everyone wherever he went. But we'll talk about that at another time. But again, the miracles were magnificent. They were powerful. They were happened everywhere he went. And the only problem he had is his own hometown, because they couldn't lay a hold that Jesus was the Messiah. Back to verse 30. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, okay? Jesus, God gives you just what you need to hear. Why and how? That you might believe that Jesus is the Christ. That's the Messiah, the anointed one. The Son of God. Who's the Son of God? Jesus Christ. You need to tell that to your Muslim friends. And that believing you might have life. How? Through his name. Whose name? Jesus Christ. Amen. He's alive. Well, we're going to talk about Jesus, more about Jesus. First of all, you need to know, because Jesus Christ is God, he's always existed. You remember that, don't you? John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Whoever this Word is, they're God, right? Okay. The same was in the beginning with God. Talking about God the Father. All things were made by him. That's this Word. And without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness overcameth not. Well, you want to know whom this Word is? Verse 14. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. It's Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the Word. He's the eternal Son of God. Amen. You need to know that. I'm telling you, Jesus always existed. You know, Jesus was dealing with those Pharisees and Sadducees. And you know, I've told you so many times, you know, the pimps and prostitutes and tax collectors, they would run to Jesus. But religious people who were deceived, who had religion but didn't really know God, they fought against Jesus all the time. Do you know that hasn't changed today? All the cults, isms, secret societies. Oh, man, people going to hell. Isn't that sad? Let's jump to John chapter 8, verse 52. Then said Jesus unto them, notice the Jews, now we know that thou hast a demon. That'll send you to hell. Calling Jesus, he had a demon. Abraham is dead, and the prophets, and thou sayest, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste of death. Art thou greater than our father Abraham, who is dead, and the prophets are dead? Whom makest thou thyself? Jesus answered, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom you say that he is your God. And notice what Jesus says to them. Yet you have not known him. They claimed to know God. They didn't know God. Does that make sense? Okay. But I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like unto you. Sounds like Washington today, doesn't it? But I know him and keep his sayings. Your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. Oh, that got him. Verse 57. Then said the Jews unto him, Thou art not yet 50 years old, and thou hast seen Abraham? Here it is. Jesus himself says it. Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. What did Father Jehovah God reveal himself in Exodus? It told Moses his name was I Am. Jesus Christ is God. And he let them know, and they refused to receive him. They should have known he was the Messiah. He fulfilled all the scriptures, but they were religious and they were lost. But here's what I'm telling you. Jesus has always existed, and Jesus Christ is God. Do you understand that? Okay, that's what the Bible says. You know, in these days of perilous things, and yes, there are going to be some terrible things happen, but I hope you're standing on Psalm 91. Remember, it says, 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come near thee. You better be standing on that, and you better be hearing God's voice. Perilous times are here, but they're going to increase, because God said so. Okay. But notice why you don't need to be afraid also. I love this. Hebrews chapter 1. Let's start verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spoke in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. Of course, that's Jesus Christ. Whom he hath appointed heir of all things. That's Jesus. By whom also he made the world. Who's the creator? Jesus Christ. Okay. Who, being the brightness of his glory, that's of the of God, and the expression image of his person. That means he's very God, a very God. But here's an exciting truth. And upholding all things by the word of his power. Do you know who upholds everything in the universe? Jesus Christ. And see, when you make him your Savior and Lord, Deliverer and Healer, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, you don't gotta fear nothing, honey. You only have to walk in the fear of the Lord. You don't have to fear man. You don't have to fear the one world government. You don't have to fear Klaus Schwab. You don't have to fear any of the wicked politicians today, because Jesus is upholding you by the word of his power. So be comforted by that. But let's finish the verse. When he had it by himself purged our sins, that's our Jesus. Remember, no forgiveness without Jesus and his blood, okay? Set down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Yay. So the reason you're still alive, because Jesus Christ, God, your Savior and Lord, Deliverer and Healer, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, is keeping you alive. And I pray he's all those things to you. Now, the Bible tells us in many verses the purpose or purposes for Jesus coming. Did you know that? Let's look at that for a few minutes. John chapter 1, verse 29. Okay. Remember, the Bible tells us here's some reasons Jesus had to come and what he was accomplishing. John 1, 29. The next day John, that's John the Baptist, seeth Jesus coming unto him, and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, who taketh away, here it is, the sin of the world. Jesus came from heaven, the eternal Son of God. Father God, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, decided from eternity past, knowing the fall would take place in the garden between Adam and Eve, Jesus would come down and redeem mankind back to himself through his death, burial, and resurrection. So for you to have your sins forgiven, you have to come to Jesus in your prayer, repent of your sins, and receive him as your Savior and Lord. Another purpose, the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 19, verse 10, for this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Oh, no, I'm quoting the wrong scripture. Luke 19:10, sorry. For the Son of Man, Jesus, is come to seek and to save that which was lost. Remember, until you're born again or another good Bible word is saved, you're lost. You're dead in sins and trespasses. You don't know God. Your sins aren't forgiven, and only Jesus can forgive you. But that's why Jesus came, to die for you and raise again and save you from your sins. Okay, here's another Bible verse about the purpose of Jesus. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good, and here it is, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus came to heal those who are oppressed of the devil. Are you oppressed of the devil? Through Jesus' stripes and blood, you can be healed and delivered. Remember that wonderful scripture, Revelation 12, I believe, verse 11? And they overcame him, Satan, by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto the death. You overcome the devil through the power and authority of Jesus' name and blood. Amen. How about 1 John 3:8? He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. Do you hear that? Okay, here it is. For this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. What are the works of the devil? Sin, death, sickness, disease, you name it. Jesus came to destroy it. He defeated Satan on the cross. And even before he went to the cross, he went around healing, delivering, setting the captives free, making people whole. That's our Jesus. Amen. Are you rejoicing? You saying thank you, Jesus, for what you've done? And also we see here in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, that's why we sing about Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus, we repent and receive cleansing by the blood of Jesus. Oh, how important that is. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit, that's Holy Spirit, offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. That's through Jesus and his blood. And remember verse 22, so important. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There's no forgiveness except through the Lamb of God, Jesus, who is and was perfect, going to the cross, dying for your sins, but then he just didn't die. He rose again the third day, defeating Satan, sin, and death. And now we can have eternal life. We can be forgiven. Jesus literally comes to live within each one of us. He places his Holy Spirit within us. And that's why we can do good, right things, because we have Jesus in us and we have the power and person of the Holy Spirit within us. You know, a good example, the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, meekness, temperance, goodness, gentleness, and faithfulness. See, all these things can become a reality in you because Jesus lives in you. You have the Holy Spirit. Say, thank you, Jesus. And you know, we saw Jesus three times say it. Jesus imparts peace. Let's describe peace. Peace is every kind of good health, welfare, prosperity, and safety. That's what Jesus gives to you. Do you have peace? You don't if you don't have Jesus. Do you believe in the resurrection? Jesus says, I'm the resurrection and the life. This is the day to get saved if you're not. Pray with me and mean it. Dear God, I see it. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins and rose again. I confess I'm a sinner. I understand it's only the blood of Jesus that can cleanse me from my sins. Lord Jesus, I'm coming to you. I repent of my sins. I ask you to come into my heart and life and be my Savior and Lord of my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me. Amen. God bless you. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org or send an email to Pastor Gary. His email is garyculp@yahoo.com. Please join them again next week as they continue to expound on God's truth in a relevant and practical way.